Good morning. How are you? Even in the snow? Oh, only 17 more years I get out of here in San Diego. I'm just saying. 17, almost 16. It's coming up. But anyway, today we focus on the reality of generosity and how we're all called to be very generous. And you know, the widow and the mite, we've heard a thousand times, and we've heard the story about the prophet. But I want you to think about the prophet here for just a moment, because here's this woman, she's gonna die. She only has her and her son. She's down to the very, very, very end of her food. And so the prophet cries out to her, "Hey, give me some food." And she goes, "Listen, I don't have anything. The only thing I have is to feed me and my son, and then we're gonna die." And what does he say? "Well, take care of me first. Then you can go and take care of yourself." Think about how all insulted we would all be here. You know it would be true. They're asking for everything. "I'm going to die. My kid's going to die. And you want me to give you some food?" And he goes, "Yeah." And so she does. How generous she was. She put another person in front of the life of herself and her child. The exact opposite than what most of us would do, I would imagine. And then when she does this and she puts him first, she unleashes the principle of abundance. That when she gives everything, then God gives everything to her. And she has enough when everybody else is starving. She has enough every day of her life. It's the principle that God tries to teach us again and again and again. That when we go and give ourselves away and we give our money away, when, you know, because most people, nobody here, but other people outside of here, sits there and they give what they have surplus. They figure out, and if they have anything extra, they'll give. But that ain't the way it is with God. He calls us to give first. Completely to him, right? Now, again, I've told you the story, and you better all remember it, because I wasn't that long ago I told you. But I was a bowler in high school, remember? And I was captain of the team, because now people don't all get it, but I'm a pretty good bowler. I am pretty good. That was, yeah. And as a matter of fact, I was captain of my team. Yep. And what was my bowling team called in seminary? The Holy Rollers. Don't you remember? The Holy Rollers. And again, cost us $5 to go bowling, $5, and I would get three games and would get our shoes for $5. Someone came to me and said, "Hey, Larry, I need $5. Can you lend me $5? And I said, "Sure." And I looked at my wallet, and in those days, everything I had was in my wallet, and I had $5. I said, "Sure." I gave him my $5, and I said, "Jesus, I just gave him my $5. I need to go bowling today. I need $5. And then I got in the mail from my grandmother, $50. What happens is when we think that we are being more generous than God, what an outcry to God, what an insult to God. That when we think if I give to where it hurts me a little, that I'm going to get hurt in the long run, we say to God, "God, you don't care about me. You don't care about my family. You know, you're just asking me to give, and you won't take care of me if I give." And God says, "Really? Is that what kind of God I am?" And at this very Mass, he teaches us generosity by feeding us with his own precious body and blood. You look at the crucifix, he teaches us generosity by giving everything for love of us. And he says, "I want you to learn that principle. You give." Now again, as we've talked about before, there's two different ways you can give. You must pick one or the other. The one is you got to tithe, right? If you come in class here, you learned from me, you got to tithe. And then I tell you, I don't care how much you give to the church. It doesn't matter to me. It's between you and God. But all your money belongs to God, and he says, "Give me 10% off the top." You get to keep 90% of the money that's all his. And he only takes 10% off the top before taxes. I think that's pretty good. Now again, people say to me, "Father, that's an Old Testament thing." Yes, it is. You are very true. So you do not have to tithe. Absolutely not. But then you have to do it the New Testament way. And again, in the New Testament way, how much of your money belonged to God? All of it. So you get a chance to choose. You can give it all to God, or you can give him 10% off the top, the first fruits. You see, that's a big thing, to give the first fruits to God. Because remember, again, in the Old Testament, there were two, from the very beginning, right when God created us, Adam and Eve had two sons named Cain Abel. Cain gave what was left over. He gave what he thought he could give to God. Abel gave the first fruits. And it says God looked at Abel's and was pleased, but was not pleased with Cain's. So that caused jealousy in Cain because he was not generous, and he killed Abel over someone who was generous. Now, for us, we got to be generous if we're going to be following Jesus. We just do. So 10% minimum, you got to first fruits you give to God. You can give it to the poor, completely give it to the poor if you want. 5% to the parish, 5% to the poor, all to the parish because we tithe as a parish, whatever it is. But you cannot give nothing. And I know there's some of you to give nothing. And you think, I give my time. I give my time too. And I have given to this parish, since I've been pastor 17 years, over $130,000. My money, nobody else's. Because I can sit there and say, well, you know, I am the pastor. And you do know the tithe was to take care of the priests. That was what the tithe was for. That ain't what it's for here. It's for us to make sure we take care of you, that we take care of the parish, we take care of the building. But we must be generous. And God will bless us when we're generous like that. He just will. And so today it's really a matter of faith, I think, is what it comes down to. Do I believe that God is generous? Do I believe that God will take care of me when he asks me to give a certain amount and I honor him by obeying him? Do I really believe that God will take care of me? And that's always your answer. Again, I don't know what anybody's doing. This is between you and God. My job is just to preach it, huh? I feel like I'm Elijah the prophet today and saying, put God first and God will take care of you. And you're going, I hate you, Father, I hate you. And I go, I know, just sign the petition. That's all, and get a petition going. I can go to San Diego even earlier. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.